B-Pod Studios.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Dolphins football tonight.
Brought to you by Mark Haney.
Whatever. the Dolphins are taking on Jacksonville, the Jaguars. We should see a lot of the starters tonight, Haney.
Yeah, well, they say the third game is the dress rehearsal, the closest that they get to trying in the preseason. It's like the game they want to win, so you see the big names more than you do the rest of the time.
All right, let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza. Just one thing on the board, and it is in North Fort Myers. Crash, Magnolia Drive and Bayshore Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm going to tell you right off, I'm walking a little limpy tonight. I had a vasectomy done at Sears last week, so... Now, every time I get excited, the garage door goes up, so that ain't good. Almost broke it off the hinges watching Britney Spears last week. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Good Lord. Did you know Britney Spears hurt her leg and had to cancel some dates, but they said with the proper rehabilitation, she should be back on her knees in no time. So that's... All right. I don't care who you are, that's funny right there. Right? I'm going to tell you this story. I was driving down the road the other day, and I get pulled over, and the policeman says, "You been drinking?" I'm like, "No, why? Is there a fat girl in my back seat?" Hey, good Lord. By God, there's two of them. I guess I was there. Good Lord. Don't you hate it when you get so daggone drunk, you look in your pocket the next day and there's some girl's number in there with a name and you don't know nothing about it. So you call her up and you get this, "Hello? Yeah, Debbie there? This is Debbie." Oh, I ain't drinking no more. That's ridiculous right there. I ain't drinking.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Stan, you, I want to make this clear. You specifically.
Yes.
And personally.
Yes.
Invited Dave to be here at this time.
Yes, I invited him into the studio. I know it's not Friday, mm-hmm. But I invited him here because he was around here doing nothing.
Hey.
And so I said, "Come on in, I got something to tell you."
And I think we should bring everybody up to date. Stan is in love.
Aww.
Me and my wife.
And he will be getting married very soon in Las Vegas, Nevada. He has asked me to be the best man.
Yes.
And now... I would like to ask Dave the Waterman... My buddy.
Yeah, jeez. Buddy.
Buddy.
If you would be best man to the best man.
What?
Are you serious?
Best man to the best
that
man.
That ain't a call. That ain't a call to make.
That is an honor. Absolutely.
It's not a call to make.
That is an honor. I would absolutely.
No, you're not doing that.
To accept the best man of the best man.
Let's celebrate. Stan's nuptials.
No!
Upcoming nuptials.
Yes. No!
You shall,
buddy. You ain't celebrating nothing.
You're in love, pal.
Now,
congratulations.
Dave, I've wanted to ask you to be best man to the best man for quite some time, but I have been unable to.
Yeah, yeah. Understandable.
Well, a man shall leave his mother and the woman leave her home.
What?
They shall travel on to where the two
shall be
as one. Jeez, come on. Oh, I love weddings.
Yeah, no, yeah, you sure do.
The old heart's pumping out of the chest.
He's not going to be best man. But I, best man.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're
just,
not.
No, that's up to me.
That's up to him. Yeah, I officially got
you
asked.
You named me best man. That's right. I can delegate.
You can't delegate.
He's best man to the best man.
I would love to be your best man, Haney.
Thank you, Dave. And Stan, I am your best man. But up until now, I wasn't sure if it would be even possible to have you, Dave, as best man to the best man.
Right.
But Stan has some news for you.
Oh. Yeah, I have some news for you.
Sure. That makes it possible for you to be best man to the best man.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it that.
What's up, man?
You know how much this has hurt my girlfriend, you being there.
Yeah,
tears have been shed.
I heard she's been bawling pretty
heavy. Yeah, because...
Well, you know, there's always a lot of crying at weddings.
Well, not tears of joy, not tears of sorrow.
No.
Because this was brought up...
Were they tears of sorrow or tears of rage?
Anger, yeah.
Oh. She'll get over it.
How dare you say that? This is her day. It's not
yours.
It is
her day.
As much as you think it's your day because you're getting a free
GD trip. It is kind of a big deal, isn't it, Dave?
It's a huge deal.
You know what? It's almost like you won something on The Price is Right, isn't it?
I know, man.
Oh, come on down. All expense paid trip to Las Vegas. Dave the Waterman's going to get round trip airfare, hotel accommodations, food, drink.
It is kind of like you won on The Price is Right.
I won. Gambling money.
You're going to Las Vegas.
Oh, yep. My God! Yeah, that's what it is. Think about that.
Don't worry,
the big
buddy.
Prize.
Okay,
round-trip airfare.
I need to know
first
what's
class
up.
Accommodations, hotel.
Okay, I need
food,
to...
drink,
I'm
gambling.
Telling you, man. I'm telling you. What's up?
Transportation to and from.
What a glorious day, Haney. Look at Stan.
You gonna pay for a cab or an Uber? No.
Yeah, dude.
Ground transportation. Hey,
Stan, now that is not fair. I told you, he already expressed to me that he wanted to see if he could get his paycheck early.
Yeah.
Can you get your paycheck early?
No.
Don't worry.
Rob, can you get your paycheck early?
I barely get it at all.
No, I know. And you want to see if you can get... And plus... You asked for the time off before Haney even made the arrangements for you to go.
No, I actually... What I did is I said, be prepared, because I'm not sure what's happening.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Be prepared.
I said, let me just prepare you, because I'm not sure what's
because
happening.
Because you knew you were going to get an all-expense-paid trip to Las
Stan,
Vegas, Nevada.
I did not know. Haney called me late Friday night.
You will stay in a beautiful strip hotel.
Now, hold on.
Good airfare.
We agree on that. Because...
gambling money.
Oh, man. Just like The Price is Right.
Yeah.
You got that right. I did call you late Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell Morgan earlier on Friday that you would need the time off?
Yes, I said.
Well, first of all, I said I'm going to need the time off because, number one, I was covering all bases because I thought
that you were going to get something handed to you on a silver platter.
I really did think I'd be driving you probably over to Fort Lauderdale and dropping you off. So I said, I'm going to need some time off to make sure that he gets to Fort Lauderdale.
He's just looking out for me, Stan.
And to pick him up. And that's originally why I said, hey, just be prepared. But I did not know I was going until Friday night.
Let me explain something.
See, that's all it was?
Yeah, that's all it was. See, we got to understand. He was just being prepared for his all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right on, best man. Right on.
Right on, best man to the best man.
That's right, best man.
Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.